just about everybody who owns a contracting business at one point or another has bitched about the low ballers that are out there. You go out and you give a price and it's $5,000 and you can't understand why the homeowner calls you back or the customer calls you back and says, hey, Bob, I don't know what's going on, but you're twice as much as all the other guys that are out there. We can't hire you. Okay, if you can identify that with that at all, some of the things I'm going to share today are really going to help you. The first is this. I used to, before I've worked with thousands of people over the years that are contractors and helped them, before I did that and I lived in my own little bubble, I used to think that, like, oh, these lowballers, they're just out there lowballing. What I've found is most contractors are not intentionally lowballing. Okay, some of you guys that are watching this right now, some of you might be the lowballer to your competition and you don't even know it because you're just doing what you know to do. You haven't been taught about the numbers of business and break-even points and goals and targets and KPIs and how to run a better team and be more efficient and how to actually price your work for a profit. You just haven't arrived there yet, so you're unintentionally lowballing. So I want to be very clear here that I'm not here just going, anyone who's half your price or lower than your price is automatically a fuckhead, all right? That's not where we're going. That's why I do what I do here, to educate the contracting world so that you know your numbers. Now, it's also very, very possible that somebody could be half your price and still be making a 50% gross profit or more. They could have no debt. They could have a lot of good things going on in their business because their costs are different than yours. Their overhead might be half of what yours is, and that's a choice you've made to have a higher overhead. And they made a choice to have a lower overhead. One of my competitors for many years was always half my price, but his wife made $200,000 a year as a surgeon or whatever the hell she did. And he didn't have the pressure to have to bring home a lot of money. So he was able to have a lower break-even point in his business because he didn't have to save himself pay himself as much money. And what he would have paid himself, he just took and they put into an investment account and their income grew and then they retired. Okay, and they were always busy at a small company, did $500,000-$600,000 a year, and he was totally happy, had a good pace of life. So you don't always know somebody's context. Okay, so I want to be very clear here that I'm not just picking on people going, oh, you're a bunch of lowballing fucking assholes. Okay, that's not the point. Still begs the question, Tom, how do I deal with people that are way lower than my price? How do I deal with these so-called lowballers that are in our industry? And I'm going to give you a few concepts here that I really believe if you focus on these things, you're going to make these guys irrelevant. The first is this, you have to send the right message with your brand. Okay, make the case for why you're worth more money. That's why we talk a lot about having a kick-ass website and investing in somebody who knows what they're doing there. Create content on a weekly basis that's relevant to your industry and position yourself as the expert. If somebody goes to Google in your town and they go, how much does a kitchen remodel cost? And three or four blog or articles come up organically and they happen to all be your fucking website, you now have expert authority, okay? Instead of the third party lead gen sites that are out there and, you know, that we all bitch about and whatever. Send the right message that you're the company that should be, everybody else should be compared to. And so you gotta look the part. Your brand needs to be on target. You know, your vehicles need to look good. Guys, if you're looking like a hodgepodge all over social media, inconsistent shit, your guys are dirty, they're blowing snots out their nose in the front yard and things that are just not cool, then that is hurting your brand and it's bringing down your level of perception in the world. Hopefully that makes sense. But guys, your brand is so important. Companies that build strong brands, companies that have expert status, money is way less relevant because when somebody clicks on your website, they already know that you're probably going to be more expensive because you have this kick-ass brand, you have all this content, and it really looks like you're running a real business. All right, so that's the first thing. Second thing is you have to connect with your prospects in a way that your competitors will not connect with them. That's one of the things we teach in our Contractor Sales Academy program called The Bridge. It's really the bridge from where you are now to taking back your sales process. And it all starts with the way you answer your phone, okay? It's how are you setting the tone? Is it a tone of gratitude right out of the gate? Is it responsive? You know, I was talking to somebody in our 100K group a couple weeks ago. He's on one of our open coaching calls, and we were reviewing his website live on the call. And I said, dude, it says here, I filled out his contact form on his website, and the pop-up was, we'll get back to you within 48 hours. That might as well be 48 weeks in our world. Nobody wants to wait for it. It's same day fucking contact with people, guys. So either answer your phone or have alerts set up, however it's going to work for you and the size of your business and your available resources, all right? And make sure that you are picking that damn phone up, because most contractors are not picking the phone up, or if they're calling people back at all, it's way long after the fact. Taking the time to understand why they want to do the project. It's what we call in our sales training the motive. What is the true reason they want to do the job? Oftentimes, you will find that the reason they want to do the beautiful backyard getaway isn't what you think it is. It's embarrassment. Maybe they're embarrassed to have their friends over. I had a woman many years ago, the reason she wanted to paint her exterior, refinish the deck, and a bunch of other crap in the fence, and this and that, ended up being an amazingly profitable, huge job for us at the time, was because her and her girlfriends rotated somebody's house every week of where they would go hang out after they played tennis or whatever they did, golf or tennis, I can't remember. And in the sales process, when I dug into the motive with her, and I kept peeling things back and digging a little more and asking good questions and just slowing the process down and connecting with what's really important to her, it finally came out that she's like, Tom, we do this weekly rotation, and I always make an excuse of why we can't do it at my house, because I'm embarrassed of what my backyard looks like. Guys, and when I found that out, we were able to contract the job around that pain of hers, or her motive, and we were at least twice as much as every other bid she got, but she hired us because we connected with her and understood her. Phone pre-qualification is so important in dealing with lowballers. Number one, when you have the right conversation and the right spirit and your position as the expert and the things we've already talked about, and you're doing this phone pre-qualification, you're talking about the motive, you're talking about what things might cost in some ballpark ranges, you're talking about you know, how they go about making decisions, you'll often never even write a bid up, go out and do an estimate or anything, because in that conversation, they're just going to tell you, they're going to be honest with you about what their real budget is. And so the lowballer is irrelevant, because you're not even competing against them anymore, because these people aren't a good fit for you to begin with. So guys, dealing with lowballers is more about you than it is about them. You don't know the context of somebody's business and their life and their goals. Most of you are competing with people that don't know their numbers. So don't ever concern yourself with the going rate and other people's numbers. Concern yourself with your numbers and take control of the things that you can control, which is how you position your brand, the content you put out, building that expert authority, and then being incredibly different in your sales process when you connect with another human being. So if you want to take your sales process to another level and really eliminate having to deal with these lowballers and learn a different way of selling, a way that will protect your time and only put you in front of the right people for your business, then I want to encourage you to head to contractorsalesacademy.com/talk. And you'll be able to get on the phone with one of our team members and get a little bit of training for a few minutes on how your sales process could be better. And then also to see if what we got going on in our bridge program might be a good fit for you and where you want to take your business. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next time.